Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so good, the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our new friend, Matt Hoosier. Matthew Hoosier is here. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. Those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time know that I go back all the way to almost the beginning. Within 6 months of being on my show, on the air with my show back in 98, I started covering the Kiplinger letter with Joan Pride. Many of you remember Joan Pride was on here forever and ever. And over the years, since then, since we stopped doing that, I love having different people on from the Kiplinger letters, the different publication, their magazine, personal finance magazine, all that. And so Matt's here. He's our newest friend at Kiplinger. He's a reporter covering the White House and state and local governments for the Kiplinger Letter, and he's got a pretty good history of doing this sort of thing and got the right education for it, and now we're getting him some experience. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and say hello to all my friends over there at Kiplinger.
Will do.
So, the president's first 100 days, has any president ever had a more interesting first 30 days than President Trump has? Never mind the first 100?
Well, you could probably go back to Franklin Roosevelt and say, given that he came into office during the middle of the worst economic depression of the century, you could probably argue that he had a more eventful first 30 days. But Trump is certainly the most eventful first 30 days in recent memory. And if not exactly the most eventful first 30 days, even if he has not accomplished the most in the first 30 days.
Did he accomplish the most in the first 30 days?
Not in terms of concrete legislation. No, he did not. Or in concrete, executive actions or things like
right.
that, things that actually had a legitimate policy impact. But in terms of his impact on, I think, the nation's politics, you could argue that he has had a very impactful first.
And explain that. What do you mean by that?
I think he's, just as he did during the presidential campaign, he's shattered a lot of the norms of American politics. And you could argue that he is currently also testing a lot of the institutions of the U.S. government in terms of their ability to check executive action from the president. For example,
is
on
he
his,
testing
his
them?
Order.
But Matt, is he testing them or are they testing him? And the reason I say that is I think it's to be fair about this. The Ninth Circuit, the judge in Washington, and then the Ninth Circuit, clearly contrived a ruling that was pretty plain that he had the right to do what he did. Whether it was elegant, whether it was rolled out properly, whether it was worded properly, all that sort of thing, their ruling, it seemed to me like he didn't so much try to test them as much as they tested his authority first. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting spin on it, and I suppose in some ways...
Stop. The reason I don't think it's a spin is because in the ruling, the Ninth Circuit didn't even reference the constitutional, the part of the Constitution that gave the president that right. And I'm not defending him. I'm not defending him at all. I think it's going both ways. I think the testing is going both ways. What do you think?
I think that... I'm not a legal expert, so I don't want to weigh in too much on that. I will say that, in maybe lending some credence to your point, they had given him the opportunity to rewrite the order
right.
and to tailor it so it would fit better with certain provisions of the Constitution and other
right.
aspects of the law that he's accused of violating by other groups. So we'll have to see how that will go down when the courts rule on his revised executive order, which is supposed to be due out any time.
Any time now. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I completely agree with that. But I do think that his method of operating is so contrary to any other president in our memory, in my memory for sure, and I've been around a lot longer than you, that it's just shaking their sensibilities, these other organizations you're talking about, isn't it?
It is, yes. I think he's really surprised people. If you remember during the campaign, one of Trump's biggest supporters, Peter Thiel, I think that they want to take him seriously, not literally. And what people have found is that Trump is, in fact, devoted to putting a lot of his policy proposals into action early and as quickly as possible.
Right.
And I think that really surprised people.
I think so, and I don't know why they shouldn't be surprised, I don't think. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get more into the first 100 days with our new friend, Matt Hoosier. He's with the Kiplinger, folks. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.